The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately, the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's treasure. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have put my money in the bank, so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Today is the penultimate Sunday of the liturgical year. It stands as a reminder not just of the end of the liturgical cycle, but also of the end of all things and of the preparations we need to make before our own end. There's an old story about 2 farmers visiting over a fence in early spring. "Jake," the first one said, "what are you going to plant this year? Thinking about maybe planting corn or something?" "Nope," Jake replied. "Scared of that disease that's going around, killing off all the corn before it gets to harvest." "Well, yeah, that's true. That's a danger," said Jake's neighbor. "But what about potatoes? They're pretty hardy." "Nope, too much danger from those pesky potato bugs. I might lose my entire harvest before it gets to market," said Jake. So the neighbor pressed on. "Well then, Jake, what are you going to plant?" Jake thought a moment and finally answered, "You know, I think I'm just going to play it safe this year and not plant a thing." The gospel today talks about a man who goes on a journey, but before he does, entrusts some small fortune to his servants, expecting them to be profitable with it. The first 2 are in fact profitable. The last one, however, is not. The one who received only 1 talent is like Jake the farmer in our story. He's too afraid to do anything with what he has, afraid of making the wrong decision, afraid of making a mistake with investing his master's money, afraid of what might happen, what might happen. But the gospel today isn't really about money. It's certainly not about farming. It isn't about investments either, or being a risk taker with large sums of money that aren't yours. No, today's gospel is really about our response to God's grace and the gifts that he has given each of us. You see, each one of us has been given these amazing gifts from our God, from our Father. To some, he has given the gift of music, of singing. To others, he has given the gift of strength. Some have received intelligence and beauties. Others have received humility and gentleness. Some of us are mechanically inclined, and some of us do really well with computers or numbers or accounting, or perhaps even investing great sums of other people's monies. The thing is that the gifts that God gives us are innumerable. And all of these good things that God has given us are gifts of his grace. They are shares in his divine life. These gifts are the real talents in the parable today. They have been given to us by God to use for his glory and for his profit. These good gifts that he has given each of us are meant to be used for him and for his community, our community. If we don't use them, if we aren't profitable, even what we have will be taken away. But if we try, even if we fail, the only thing that awaits us is our Master's joy. A lot of people think that, you know, like the third guy, the one that only received one talent, was right in just kind of like keeping that thing safe so that he didn't upset his master. He wasn't right, obviously. The master still got upset. The thing is, though, that the master would not have gotten upset if he had failed and lost it all. The master was upset because he didn't bother trying. He was so afraid of what would happen if he failed that he didn't even get out there and make an attempt. So God doesn't get upset with us if we fail. I don't know of any time he's gotten upset with anyone when we actually fail. He gets upset when we don't bother trying, when we don't put forth the effort, when we don't take that chance on doing something with the gifts he has given us. Because the thing is, even if we fail, the only thing that awaits us is our Master's joy. My brothers and sisters, each one of us have received grace upon grace. What we do with the gifts of grace God has given us matters greatly. Do we hoard them to ourselves? Do we bury them in the dirt, fearful that we might upset God? Or do we take that chance and share that grace that he has given us with the world around us, with our friends, our family, our parish, our community? The gospel today is an invitation to live in such a way that we make the best use of the talents God has given us. Very specifically, so that as the liturgical season is coming to an end, when our life comes to an end, God can turn to us and say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come and share the joy of your master."